welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 36. My name is Kira Mashaw from Idlewild Elementary School, and today we are going to get real about our first year with personalized learning and the success Idlewild has seen. This is our first year implementing personalized learning. Currently, we use PL strategies in our 3rd through 5th grade math classrooms. At first, we were all scared about personalized learning and what it meant. As teachers, we're used to people telling us about new things and exactly how to do them. We're never sure what the expectations will be or what it means for our students. When we heard about personalized learning for the first time, we were patiently waiting for our guidebook, our teacher manual, and our ready-made resources. But PL is different. You have to make it yours. And there's this awkward time when your school's finding its way, which can be confusing. There was a period in the beginning where we were looking for answers, step-by-step directions, if you will, for how to make PL work in our school. We sort of kept looking at each other, like, what is our next step? We knew that we wanted to begin by focusing on the whole child, and we let ourselves be uncomfortable for a little bit, which is an odd feeling in education. To be uncomfortable, to be okay with the unknown, it was clear that PL was a learning experience for everyone, and it needed to be completely non-evaluative. I think that this helped our teachers explore what PL meant to them, because they weren't afraid about making a mistake. They tried things out, and they were really honest with themselves and each other about how they worked. I can remember several occasions when I would ask a teacher about a new strategy, like small groups on a specific learning target, and how it went. Their face would either drop or completely light up. We would discuss what we would do differently next time to make it work, and we would grow as a team. We have many teachers taking risks to try different PL strategies in their classrooms, but for this podcast, I would like to share a little more about our 3rd grade math team's journey with PL. They were one of the first teams who traveled out of the time of confusion, and these 6 teachers took what PL meant to them and ran with it. They made it theirs, so to speak. They began the year focusing on the whole child and building a strong classroom culture. A positive school culture is something that Idlewild finds very important, so our teachers are able to build on that quickly. That's another great part of PL. So many tenets of it teachers already do, and they already have a part of it as their school culture. It's not another thing. It's something that we are already doing, and it just has a special name now. It's something that can be easily worked into a classroom or a school. Parts of it you do now, and you don't even know it. Next, they worked as a team to understand the curriculum on a deeper level. We met for weekly math planning, and as a group, worked together to move ourselves away from the whole class style of teaching to more small group math instruction driven by data. By mid-year, we created standard-based trajectories and continuums of learning. For example, we met before the fractions unit to talk about what the standards in the NF domain looked like and what the expectations were. We talked about how we would break the learning down and how we would use that to create steps for the students. We used this to plan our fractions unit. One of our teachers, Ms. Allison Wright, took the lead for the team and began creating Idlewild's version of a playway, a playlist and a pathway combination. She used them in her classroom first, and she was the model for her team. Her team began to use playways as well and adapted them to fit their students, their teaching, and learning styles. Within just a few months, all 6 classrooms had embraced this instructional shift of PL and were using it in their own unique way. That's the beauty of it. While they each had the same materials and standards-aligned lessons, their classrooms looked different. Regardless of whose class you were learning 3rd grade math in, your teacher was teaching it with you in mind. At Idlewild, we have weekly data meetings, and we use that data to drive our instruction, K-5. So again, using data to drive instruction is a school-wide expectation. But the PL teachers took it to another level. They made sure to use the data they had from common assessments, interims, and exit tickets to create lessons designed for the students on multiple levels. I think when people hear personalized learning, they imagine it to be a classroom with amazing technology and small groups everywhere with organized chaos. And while that is what some of the third grade classrooms look like, it's not what every classroom looks like. Personalized learning is not a synonym for learning with technology. And that makes a difference when you're trying to implement it. It takes the pressure off when you realize it doesn't have to look perfect every time. And it doesn't look the same everywhere you go, in every classroom, in every grade level, or in every school. This year, we have seen the results of this new way of doing things come rolling in. On our winter math map test, we saw huge growth gains. We were 1.1 points higher than expected. 50 to 65% of our students exceeded the growth expectations set by math in all of our third grade math classrooms. While this was exciting, the team was hungry to see more growth and for our students to achieve even more things. When our spring math map test data came in, we were all excited and a bit tense to see the results. All six classrooms showed amazing growth. We have six teachers who have anywhere from 65 to 100% of their classrooms meeting or exceeding expected growth as measured by the map test. Our third grade blew the map growth out of the water. Our fall to spring growth is 2.7 points above the expected growth. According to the correlation study performed by NWEA, we are projected to have 80% of our third graders pass the end of grade test this year. These results were never before seen, and I know it has to do with the new way of looking at things. Most importantly, our students and teachers are learning and growing every day. We all have a growth mindset, and you can see the engagement when you walk into our classrooms. Our students are excited about math, and that makes us all so proud. There's a buzz around the third grade and lots of smiling faces. The third grade teachers loved seeing PL strategies so much and were so impressed by the growth gains that they began to implement this style of learning in their classrooms as well. It is contagious. When you see the changes it makes in the lives of students, they learned from their teammates and began implementing pieces of PL already this year. Personalized learning has changed the way we teach third grade math at Idlewild. It isn't just one more thing, it is best practice, and it has helped our teachers to become even better for our students, who already deserve nothing but the best. I can't wait to see how PL will grow in year two at our school. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next year, as this is our last podcast for 2016-2017. Thank you.